Okay, so you're trying to learn about prohormones, right? Maybe thinking about what they could do. Well, let's get right to it. Let's talk about how these substances, especially when you stack them, can really impact your liver.
Yeah, for sure. So in this deep dive, we're focusing on how prehormone stacking affects the liver. We get a lot of questions about this, especially from those looking to maximize muscle and strength gains. The goal today is to give you a clear picture of the potential risks based on those FAQs.
Okay, so first things first. What exactly are prohormones and why is the liver so important in all of this?
So prohormones, right? They're like precursors. Think of them as raw materials that your body can then use to make anabolic hormones like testosterone. It's like they're the unassembled parts that your body needs to build muscle.
I see, like the ingredients.
Exactly. The key thing here is that many of these oral prohormones are processed primarily in your liver. Your liver basically acts as the body's main filter and processing center. It metabolizes tons of stuff.
Keeps everything running smoothly.
Right. So when you take prohormones, you're adding to the liver's workload. They're popular with bodybuilders and athletes because they can boost hormone levels.
Which then helps with muscle growth and strength. Yeah, we know that.
Precisely. But it's that very process, that metabolic activity in the liver, that causes concern. There's a potential for overload and damage.
Gotcha. So, stacking, taking multiple prohormones at once or close together, why does that make the liver situation even more risky?
So stacking is using multiple prohormones, either at the same time or one right after the other.
People think more is better.
Kind of. The idea is to get a stronger effect,
Yeah.
hitting different hormone pathways, or aiming for a synergy. Like using two different tools, one builds mass, the other boosts strength.
But two tools working at once could also mean double the wear and tear.
Exactly. And it's more than just double the stress. Stacking can multiply the burden on your liver. Each prohormone needs processing, and when you take a bunch at once, it's like overloading the system. It's more stuff for your liver to deal with, a greater variety of compounds. And that could really push it past its detoxification limits, upping the risk of toxicity and harm.
Right, so it's not just about the total amount, but also the variety that the liver has to deal with.
Yeah, and a lot of people get fixated on faster results and don't realize how much stacking actually increases the risk.
Yeah, makes sense. It's like having to do a whole week's laundry in one go. So, how does the liver actually break down prohormones, and what can go wrong in that process?
Many oral prohormones have this modification called 17-alkylation.
Okay, that sounds complicated. What does that even mean?
It's basically a change at a specific spot in the molecule that helps it survive its first trip through the liver. Otherwise, it would be mostly broken down before reaching your bloodstream, making it ineffective.
So it's kind of like a protective coating.
You can think of it that way. It enhances bioavailability.
But there's a downside. This alkylation also makes these compounds harder for the liver to break down. And crucially, it can make them toxic to liver cells. Hepatotoxic, as we call it.
Ah, so it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Helps it get to where it needs to go, but also makes it harder to process.
Precisely. The liver, trying to process these compounds, can get inflamed. That's hepatitis. Another problem is cholestasis, where the flow of bile gets messed up. Bile is crucial for digestion and getting rid of waste. Over time, depending on the prohormones, the dose, how long you use them, this can lead to more serious, lasting liver damage.
So we're talking about inflammation, bile flow problems. What are some signs that your liver might be in trouble? Like, what should people be watching out for?
The signs can be pretty diverse, and you might not notice them right away, which is worrisome. But there are some red flags: jaundice, yellowing of the skin and eyes, dark urine, light-colored stools, pain or swelling in your abdomen, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, loss of appetite, even itching.
Whoa, okay, that's a lot. Yeah, and the tricky thing is, these symptoms can also be caused by things other than prohormone use. So if you experience any of these, especially if you're using prohormones, seeing a doctor for a diagnosis is crucial.
Right, absolutely. Don't just assume it's one thing or another. See a professional. Now, are all prohormones equally risky for the liver? Or are some worse than others?
Not all prohormones are created equal in terms of risk. Some are definitely harder on your liver. The degree of 17-alkylation, the one we just talked about, is a big factor. More alkylation generally means more hepatotoxicity.
Makes sense.
The prohormone's potency matters too, as does the dosage and how long you take it. Stronger prohormones, high doses, long-term use, those all increase the risk. And we've said it before, stacking just makes it that much worse.
It's not a linear increase in risk. It's like,
Well, it's exponential.
right. Okay, so let's say someone does end up with liver damage from prohormones. Is that always permanent? Or can the liver heal itself?
The liver is actually amazing at regeneration. Whether it can fully recover depends on how bad the damage is and how long it's been going on. If you stop using pro-hormones early enough and the damage isn't too severe, the liver can often repair itself and go back to normal.
That's good news.
It is. However, and this is important, if the damage is really bad or goes on for too long, it can cause irreversible problems, like fibrosis, that's scarring in the liver, or even cirrhosis, which is widespread scarring. These can have serious long-term consequences for your health and can really mess up liver function.
So early intervention is key.
Absolutely. Now, we should talk about liver support supplements. Lots of people using these substances also look to these supplements. Do they really protect against liver damage?
Yeah, we hear about those a lot. Do they actually work?
So liver support supplements, they often have things like milk thistle, there's silymarin in that, and NAC and acetylcysteine, and 2-DCA, taurosodeoxycholic acid. These ingredients are thought to be good for the liver. They might help with detox, reduce inflammation, and protect liver cells.
That's promising.
And they may offer some support, but it's super important to understand. These supplements are not a magic bullet, especially if you're using potent pro-hormones, stacking them, and using high doses. It's like wearing a seatbelt while driving blindfolded. It might help a little, but you're still in danger.
That's a good analogy. It's not a free pass.
Right. They might help, but they can't erase the damage from abusing these substances. So with all this in mind, what's the most responsible advice for someone thinking about using pro-hormones?
Yeah, let's get to the bottom line.
Honestly, the safest thing is to just not use pro-hormones, and especially avoid stacking. The risks to your liver and overall health are real. But if you can use them anyway, even knowing the risks, there's some things you should absolutely do.
Like what?
Do your research. Learn about the specific pro-hormones you're looking at. Start with the lowest effective dose. And don't stack. Seriously, just don't. Limit how long you use them. Stay away from alcohol and other things that are hard on your liver. You could consider liver support supplements, but remember what we said. They're not a cure-all. Get regular blood work to check your liver enzymes. And talk to a doctor. Even though many doctors will tell you not to use pro-hormones at all, it's still a good idea to get their advice before, during, and after use, just to be safe.
All right, that makes sense. So just to switch gears a bit for our listeners, if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Okay, wrapping it all up. Stacking pro-hormones massively increases your risk of liver problems. This is because it puts more strain on your liver and because some of these substances, especially the alkylated ones, can be toxic.
Right, and those support supplements, they can help, but they're not a guarantee.
Not at all. So here's something to think about. When you're chasing those fitness goals, are you truly considering the risks to vital organs like your liver? How much are you willing to risk for those gains? And where are you getting your information from? Are those sources reliable?
Those are great questions to consider. It's about making informed decisions for the long haul.
If you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
And remember, everyone, the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.